This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. A little bit later in the show, coming up around 8:45, give you a chance to win some tickets to Back to the Future Wolf Trap NSO. And we have tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul at Jiffy Lube live on a game show Wednesday. Right now, though, we open up the entertainment page. That's good. Driven by BMW of Fairfax.
This is a good tune.
It's a great tune.
I'm about
this
to sneeze.
This instantly brings me back to, I think this album came out like in 1990 or 91. This brings me back to living on Burke Avenue in Towson with my boys from college in just a rundown townhome, and we would listen to this album all the time and not go to class and drink a lot of beer. That was kind of the deal. Great memories.
By the way, when you were asking about who the guy that got in trouble, our buddy Eric Schuster used to work with Monumental. He says it was Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, Mo from Largo sent me the same text.
That's right.
That's right. Bridgewater, yeah.
Bridgewater got in trouble for some, I don't know,
illegal benefit or something.
He's giving kids Uber rides and providing meals. And
I mean, it just seems trivial.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Mo said it was Teddy Bridgewater and it was a messed up situation.
EP, of course, driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of vehicles at BMWFairfax.com. When you get there, of course, mention me. They'll treat you like a rock star either way, though. Absolutely promises.
Valdez was saying that Terps have some big-time recruit in football coming in next year. What's the kid's name? Zion? Is it Zion?
Zion Ealy, I believe.
Ealy.
Pronounce his last
well, the
name.
Wildest part is, okay, so he's super highly rated.
I believe he's the second overall recruit in ESPN's like top 300.
Which is
from
nutty.
St. Francis Academy.
Yeah, that's nutty. But that he, Valdez says he may also play some receiver. So he's a defensive end that may also play receiver.
Number one in the class, 6'3 and a half, 220.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Big
fella. The fact that they each school can spend about $22 or $23 million now on sports, you know, it's essentially a salary cap. But last year, the Terps football team could only spend about $3 million, maybe $4 million on its team. Now they can spend about $14 million.
Well, I remember just a few years ago, whenever it was that they went to Nashville, remember I went to that football game, and I was in the suite with the guy from Baltimore that sings the song. And
Jimmy
was,
Charles.
What's his name again?
Jimmy Charles.
Jimmy Charles. I love him. He's in my liked songs. But I was also there with the guy that was in charge of the NIL money. Mm-hmm. And at that point, this was like 3 years ago, whenever that was, I believe the entire budget for both football and basketball was $2 million.
Yeah. And
it's gone way up. Price of business has gone up.
It's not that way at Penn State.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that way at Texas.
Yeah.
It's not that way at Tennessee.
You want to talk about being behind
Georgia.
The times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This dude, Zion Ealy, was offered by everybody.
Yeah.
Like every big school.
Well, if Maryland only had $3 million to spend like they did last year, he wouldn't go in there.
Correct.
All right. So I don't even know how to do this Jennifer Lopez story. I mean, I don't know how to do the story.
Try your best.
What's the story?
Try to navigate through it.
All right. I didn't see this. What Jennifer happened? Lopez is doing some touring. I'm sure minimal people are going. but anyway, she got raunchy about her sex life while performing. And I've seen some still photos of it. And I mean, she's trying to generate any energy she can.
She's doing like the Sabrina Carpenter thing.
Yeah, I mean, she's like on all fours. All kinds of sexual innuendo. I mean, everything's just, it's like a sex show with like leotards. I mean, it's crazy what's going on stage. And Jennifer Lopez, she's Jennifer Lopez, but for some reason, I'm probably wrong on this, but from afar, I felt like on some level, even though she's a diva, that she handled herself with a level of class, maybe. There was something there, I thought, with maybe the way she handled herself in recent years. Mm-hmm. She started talking about how she likes sex on stage. And I don't even know how I could say this, Valdez. If you want to say it, you can say it. I don't care.
You can say it.
Okay. She says she likes it hard in the bedroom. And she takes a scathing jab at Ben Affleck.
Oh, no. Poor Ben. Ben's just getting the shrapnel up on stage.
She says, I'll have to be honest with you. I'm in different mood. Like, I don't know why she's saying this on stage. But sometimes I get in different moods. I don't know about you, but sometimes I like it. You know, this. Other times I like it a little more romantic. You put on candles, soft music.
Romantic.
I don't know.
So this is that banter between like, songs?
This sounds like sheer desperation.
Yeah, it does.
To me.
I think her shows are very titillating. My wife went to see her. I forget if it was at MGM or it was at Capital One. Mm-hmm. And I remember saying it was like the sexiest show she'd ever seen.
She's ramping it up.
I can't remember. Did Britney do a show at MGM? She went to see both Britney Spears one time and Jennifer Lopez.
Britney was at MGM within the last five or 6 years.
So then J-Lo was probably at Capital One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Britney, you could see maybe, you know, I'm
girls,
a little bit surprised.
All the girls that she went with, they dressed up and they're dancing and that whole sort of thing.
Right. I don't know why. I just thought that there was something sort of dignified away I would see Jennifer Lopez in public. She just looked like...
Probably the way that she speaks at times.
Yeah, she seemed like a classy girl.
You think she's too classy for that?
I mean, listen, I remember how she used to dress when she dated Diddy and all this. Yeah. I'm not an idiot. But I felt like she handled herself in a certain way.
Idiot.
I'm a little bit surprised that she's like on all fours, like, you know.
I think that's always kind of been part of her dancing
soap,
shtick.
Yeah, I gotta sell the soap.
Gotta sell the soap.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was a fly girl.
Yeah. Isn't that a Latin stereotype?
To
just a very, very outward and sensual culture.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, that's why they say Latin lover.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I believe you. Haven't pondered it.
She's 55, though, right?
Yeah, that's the other thing. I mean, she's like almost 60.
Mm. Yeah, but that's what these singers do.
Who cares how she likes it?
Isn't Madonna doing that? And she's probably close to 80.
Madonna is an abomination.
I know, but my point is,
close to 80.
I really wish Adana would.
How old is she?
I mean, she's like.
She's probably mid 60s.
She's 66.
Okay. I saw Madonna.
That's what you say, close to 70.
Okay, close
not
to
close
70.
Not close to 80.
Madonna's really struggling with aging. Like, I saw her like dancing the other day, and it was so grotesque. And she's so grotesque. Oh. I mean, it's so bad.
I like to think of her in a time capsule, like a virgin,
right?
Borderline.
It's a lock. You had
don't
that
take this the wrong
like
way.
Like a prayer.
It would have been better. Don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah,
it would have been better if she like died in a plane crash or something, and you only remembered her as a virgin. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Like a snapshot of her.
Yes, because now we're aging with her.
Right.
It's a lock you had that Playboy, though, in your blue desk back in the day. Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Well, I got it from a neighbor.
Yeah, that was like
a neighbor's desk.
You had a blue desk, and it was your hiding spot, and we went back to your room. And she had armpit hair, if I recall.
Well,
it was Madonna all natural.
Yeah.
Like when she was like in college in Michigan or something.
This might not go over well either. I sat next to a woman with armpit hair on an airplane. Not recently. This is probably... 15 or 20 years ago. Gross. Gross.
I'm with you, Cakes.
Not a fan.
You know, you can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, but live your life.
But it
man,
is gross.
Like on an airplane?
A lot of us think it's gross.
But with a tank top on, by the way. Like just out there for the whole world to see.
Yeah. Hey, they have that right, Cakes.
This is an old guy.
They have that right, but it is gross. All right, Chris Martin now. I mean, wow, what a... So the whole Coldplay thing, everyone's sick of the memes already.
So sick of them.
All those people lost their jobs. Yeah. They're all losing their minds. What a catastrophe. What a catastrophic, like, 5 seconds.
Horrible life decision.
Coldplay getting a little bit of bump here. Oh, I mean, yeah. Who's getting who?
Definitely.
And he's telling people before that they're just, all right, guys, we're going to put some of you in the crowd. So
be careful. Look out.
Yeah. Put your makeup on
put a mask on.
Yeah, we're going to go around, show you now. You got to give everybody a warning now for this Kiss Camp stuff. Do you think if that CEO, who clearly, I mean, was a well-known guy in the IT world or whatever the hell he is. If he and that woman had just kept their cool when they were on the thing.
Just standing next to each other instead of wrapping his arms
around
her?
Just all that instead of backing off and then hiding. What if he just maintained his position and just smiled? Would there have been... I don't know that it would have gone viral.
I don't think it would have. I think if they had just kept their composure...
I don't know that would mean that they still wouldn't have got caught locally.
Yeah,
you know,
because it was on the jumbo.
It was on the jumbo.
Yeah, someone would have recognized him in the crowd.
It would have taken longer.
Of course.
It would have been a much slower burn.
Yeah, you're probably right. But that was the natural reaction.
I know. But I mean, maybe.
That's
maybe,
your natural reaction.
Maybe next time you just have to grin and bear it. Because as soon as you.
Him, there's not going to be a next time.
No, you have to eat it. It just accept.
He'll probably never go to a live concert ever again. He's too scarred.
Well, not with her.
Yeah. Well, certainly not with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a overall disaster that whole thing was.
I mean, it's still ballsy that you're. I mean, I know he was in a suite, so he probably took a.
I don't think he was in a suite.
I thought he was in a suite.
He was not in a suite.
Oh, it looked like a suite.
I don't believe so. He was out in the stands
just
with
the
regular dogs.
Well, that's still ballsy if you're going. There's 60,000 people there.
He's dumb. He's obviously AI and tech smart.
Yeah.
Street savvy, doesn't have it.
Well, also the other thing that everyone points out is that she was the HR person.
Yeah.
Right? So she's the one that made everybody do all the dumb things that you're not going to.
Oh, she was
training
an employee?
Modules. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She worked for the same company.
Oh, yeah. She was the one that made us all take the tests.
Not good.
That we're not going to harass people.
I'm so far behind.
We're not going to grope our bosses.
Do you understand how many training videos I still need to watch?
Don't even.
Like, literally 100.
You're manifesting it. Don't. I don't even want to
think
about
that. They're just piling up in my inbox.
I just realized I was keeping up with my inbox.
Yeah.
For weeks, but now it's probably been a couple months since I've even clicked on there. Well, I gotta have 500 emails.
I've now given up on my personal email.
Odyssey did a terrible thing. It's actually a good thing, but it's a terrible thing for keeping up with your emails. You used to have to go in and update your
password
like every 6 weeks, 2 months, whatever.
Now you don't have to. Thank
God. Now you have a passphrase that's in perpetuity. You don't have to change it.
Thank God.
Like, there's no more urgency to go to your email. Like, trust me, there wasn't that much urgency to go to it before, but now there's less than zero.
Cakes, you want to be jealous?
Sure.
These guys are obviously.
Who am I going to covet from now?
They're uber talented, but Matt Stone and Trey Parker just reached a 5-year, $1.5 billion deal with Paramount.
For doing more South Park. South Park's just going to live forever.
The creators of Comedy Central South Park reached a breakthrough Monday in tense negotiations. Let's hope this can happen with Terry. Over the streaming rights of the long-running satirical cartoon.
I am jealous of that number, but those guys also made fun of the Prophet Muhammad in one of their episodes. So at some point, somebody's going to track those dudes down and probably put a bullet in their heads.
They got $300 million a year they could use on security.
If I were them, I'd spend a big chunk of it on security.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing they do.
$300 million a year. So, they get $1.5
billion
over 5 years for streaming alone.
Mm.
Cakes, I would put you on being a big South Park guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I enjoy South Park, but I don't seek it out. Like, if it's on, if I see it on, I might put it on for 5 or 10 minutes. I've been entertained by South Park in the past. You think Cartman isn't a funny character? You think I don't keep up with Who Killed Kenny? All those bits? Those are old bits.
Right.
South Park, funny. There's a reason they're getting paid $1.5 billion.
And last but not least, for those of us that are, everyone here is a kind of a sports nerd, but for the golf geeks, Ian Baker Finch, Cakes, I know you're going to be distraught, has announced his 30-year retirement from golf analysis, including 19 years at CBS.
That was a good run by him.
So they're going to have to find, what hole did he do? He was the tower analyst for the Masters. They had to replace Vern Lundquist with Frank Nobolo at the 16th hole. Now they're going to have to find somebody else because, you know, these guys would have their certain positions every year.
Do you like Kevin Kisner?
He's all right.
Who's on NBC?
He's all right.
Valdez, you like Kevin Kisner as an analyst in the tower?
No.
Oh,
I like him as a person.
Think he's boring?
Yeah.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's okay. Apparently, he's a great dude.
I know. But, I know Tiger loves him.
But Steve Sands says he's awesome.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Like, but when he's a great interview, especially when he's not.
You
got to
give him a little bit of a benefit, though. It's like his first year.
But in terms of analysis, no. You know who's a star?
Colt Knost?
No, Bones.
Bones is good.
Bones, when he does it, is a star. I actually think who would be really good at it is Joel Damon's caddy, who just parted ways. Mm-hmm. If he was in the booth, I think he would be very good too.
Mm-hmm. Bones, the guy that I did that Q&A with?
Yes.
Yeah, he's very good.
Mm-hmm.
I already forgot.
He's got great stories.
And I have 471 emails,
I think you called him McKay, I think.
Hold on, you have 471 emails in your Odyssey email?
Yeah.
You act like that's a lot? I have like over 8,000 emails.
Why delete them? I'll delete it down to 8,000. Just the ones.
Why don't you just mark unread or mark red? Like, what do you care about deleting?
I don't know. What do you care that I delete them? It's just my method.
It's just interesting to you.
My method, because the ones that I keep is kind of my to-do list, a reminder list.
Hmm. 99% of my Odyssey emails are guest pitches for guests that we wouldn't book in a trillion years.
Correct. There are guest pitches. There's a couple things here about Live Golf. But had you been checking the emails, you would have known that Wendy Daniels had 2 pair of tickets to go see Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart, all he has are hits. Just as far as the eye can see, hits.
Coming up next, Linnell Willingham, our colleague, joins us with some insight into training camp and Terry McLaurin. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.